This is Dr. Michael Wilkes with a second opinion. A mother brings her 15-year-old soccer player to the doctor. He twisted his ankle and needs an x-ray, doctor. The doctor conducts a careful physical exam and applies a set of clinical rules developed specifically to determine the likelihood that a bone is broken and whether the x-ray is needed. The physical exam suggests the chance of a broken bone is remote. The doctor diagnoses a sprained ankle and wraps the foot in a splint. I'm glad you think it's a sprain, doctor, but I'd feel better if we could get some x-rays just to be sure. Well, until these ankle rules were developed, billions of dollars a year were wasted on unnecessary ankle x-rays. Doctors ordered the ankle x-rays just to be sure because they didn't know enough about the accuracy of their physical exam. Well, then they tested these rules on thousands of people who were presenting to emergency rooms with ankle injuries, and they found that this set of rules had a very high ability to predict ankle fractures. At this point, the ankle rules have saved billions of dollars and have resulted in very few, if any, serious missed fractures. Well, now researchers have developed all sorts of clinical rules for the knee, the back, the neck, hip injuries, to name but a few. The rules are intended to improve care, decrease the use of unnecessary testing, and, of course, save money. Some experts estimate that 30% of the money spent on healthcare may be spent on unnecessary tests and treatment. But what if a patient still demands a test that's not necessary, just to be sure? Well, at the center of this tension is the question of whether the patient, the doctor, or the insurance company is the master. One problem with denying requests for unnecessary services is that patient satisfaction suffers. The patient leaves unfulfilled and feels as though the system has cheated them or has failed to provide them with a level of care that they expected. Insurers and hospitals often argue that doctors have an ethical obligation to deny the use of tests that are low yield and only serve to drive up health care costs. They argue that unless doctors refuse these requests, everyone ends up paying higher costs, and that those who really need a test may have to wait longer periods of time while the technology is being used on less compelling cases. In this case, we felt our exam was sound and the probability of a fracture was very low, so we decided not to order the x-ray. Mom left unhappy, but we explained our thinking and we made a careful plan with her for what to do if the pain persisted for longer than 24 hours. At that point, we might very well decide to order an x-ray. For KCRW, this is Dr. Michael Wilkes with a second opinion.